Okay, this is Perek Yudalim Hilchos Shaar Avos HaTumah, and this whole Perek is dedicated to the area of Suffolk and the application to Tumah. Doubts and question marks about situations. So there's 12 doubts or questionable scenarios at the Chachamim of whether there's Tara or Tumah, the Chachamim instituted or decided on. We're going to go through the list first, and then the Rambam will explain each one. Suffolk Amayim Shuvim LaMikvah, so there's a question about drawn water inside a mikvah. Suffolk Tumah Tzafah Amayim. A question if there's something that's tamei floating on top of water, suffik mashkin the tamei acherim. A question about whether something that's liquid gave tamei something else. About tumas atzman tamei the suffik when and what it called when it comes to what they actually are, they're considered tamei at a suffik. Suffik yadayim. Question about whether your hands are tamei being the tumas atzman being tamei acherim, whether they themselves are or imparting tumei to other people. Being the taharos yadayim mitumasam, or as well as cases of hands that are tahar from being tamei. Suffolk Devi Sofrim, that's obviously a question that has rabbinical origins. Suffolk Akulin, a question about non-Kodesh food. Suffolk Korbanos, again, a question mark, a doubt in the situation of Korban. Suffolk Degayim, a question about Saras. Suffolk Over Ever Omeib, so that's what it called, questions about dead body, excuse me, about a dead animal. Suffolk, what it called, excuse me, yeah. Suffolk Shratzim, also that specific type of animal, question mark. Suffolk, what it called, Risha Sarabim, that's a question, a questionable situation in the public domain. And then Suffolk Shtei Rishuyos. It's a question concerning two different domains. Of course, we need to explain what each of these are. So, halacha based. Suffolk mayim shuvin lemikvah ketzad. So, what does it mean is a questionable situation of drawn water inside a mikvah? Shlosha lubin mayim shuvin shenafla mikvah pasul. So, three log of drawn water fall into a mikvah, it makes a mikvah pasul. Suffolk naflo, suffolk la naflo. Let's say we're not sure if it fell in. Bafil naflo, and even if it did fall in, suffolk yesh behen shir or ain behen. Right, or let's say, and this, and again, this is the second suffix. Let's say you're not sure of what fell in, if it was a minimal shear or not. Then, amahen sveko, or amahen sveko tahar, the suffix is tahar here, right? A mikvah b'kshiruso, and the mikvah stays kosher. Beimor lo lifol b'mikvah zeh. However, at the same time, we don't tell a person that he should go into such a mikvah, velasos taharos lechatila, and ideally, beimtal asa taros of taros. But of course, if he did go in to the mikvah, he's considered tahar. Again, we just advise him not to take, not to use that mikvah. Lachgimel suffix tuma, tsafal p'neiman ketzad. So what's the questionable situation of a suffik tuma, of a questionable tuma floating on water? Sheretz shayat safam neimayim. You find this type of animal, like for instance, a mouse floating on top of the water. Bein shayu mayim mekalim or bekarkos, whether the water is inside a vessel or it's on a pool. The yar lemayim, and it went in there. Afilo insham elam male adam. Even if what it called the space inside the pool is enough to just fill a person, the tuma and this item that's tamei. It's tar ad shiyodea vadei shenaga, until he knows for sure that what it called he touched it. Below amru suffik tuma safa tahar elish tar savad, and we never say in the case of suffik tuma that's floating on top of water it's tar except by sheretz. V'chol hanesalim hanegroin harein kumunachin, right, as well as what he called any situation of, let's say the animal is like hanging over the water or nigrar is dragged through the water. In such a situation, we say that what it called it's as if they are actually placed in a spot and not as if they are floating. Allah Adalat Sheretz Shayamunach B'Kli. Let's say there's a sheretz inside a vessel, Uklit Safa Panayim, and this vessel is actually floating on the water, O Shayamunach Alameis, or it's on top of a dead body, or on a vela, or a dead animal. Bafil Mimuach Panavelo Basar, Meisha Tachtav, and even if the, let's say, the animal carcass or the corpse decomposes underneath it, let's say it's on semen that's floating on water, or is it kamunach al aret, as if it's resting on the ground, because as we'll see later on, a questionable situation, a doubt in a private domain is tamek. But let's say there's one sheretz on top of another sheretz, which is on the water, then it's considered like a thick tuma that is floating on the water, and therefore in such a situation, the suffix tar. Let's say it's resting on top of paraduma water, and this mixture was floating on top of water. Then it raises suffix a question: we're not sure if it's considered as resting on the ground or not, and therefore the pigach you really just fake what's tahor. And therefore the Rambam says in such a situation, halacha is by suffix it is tahor. Halacha hey. Kederach shitaro suffix tumah tzafal panei mayim beimikem beimikaro. So the same way that we take a questionable situation of tuma that is floating on water. We say it's tar, whether it's the water is in a vessel on the ground. Of course, the situation comes by something we're not sure if it itself is tar or not that's floating on water, whether it's in vessels or on the ground. So, Ketza. So let's say you have like a trough that they would need dough in, and it was tamei because of being in contact with the dead body. Gigar truma karuch besiv of a niyar, and a loaf of truma bread is wrapped in some type of paper. The nasim besilcha, right, and it is placed inside. The yard besilcha on begshamim, and now rain fills up the trough. The nismalais, the nifshat on the niyar, and then the paper basically separates from it. Right, kikar tzafa b'nei mayim, and now this loaf of truma bread is floating on water. However, the paper is separating between it and the water. The suffix naga tzido bareva, suffix naga. And we're not sure, did what it called, the loaf touch the side of the ariva or not? Then arayu b'tarasa meishu tzaf. It's considered tahor because of the general lach of suffix of floating. Lachavav sherech nimsa tzaf agave bor besoch agas l'truma sveiko tame. So let's say you find a sheretz and it is floating in a wine cistern. So when it comes to truma, so it's a suffix tame. Lupolin sveikon tahor. But when it comes to the workers who are involved, that's considered tahor and meishu tuma tzafa. Because again, this is a special lacha by situations of floating tuma. Lacha zayin suffix mashkin letama achayim tahor letumos atzvan tame. So we saw another principle: questions of suffix by liquids that touch other things as well as themselves, are they tame or not? And what it means that they are tame. Ketzad haya makel biyado. So let's say a person's holding some sort of staff of rosho mashkin tmeim. And on top of it has a liquid that are tamei, vizarkon, and he throws it, the soki karasaros, into a pile of tohor loaves of bread. Safek nago mashkin kikaros, safek lo nago toros. So we're not sure if the liquids touch the kikaros or not. So therefore we say everything is tohor. Mechain in the stopik lo, even if he's not sure, inago mashkin tamei in the kuze, o lo, if he's not sure if the tamei liquids touches kli or not, hareha kli tohor, the kli stays as tohor. Mechain in the stopik lo, so too, if he's questioned, Im nagu mashkin elu hatmeim mashkin achayim, whether these liquids that are tamei touched other liquids olo or not a nagu haray mashkin achayim torah, and these other liquids are tar aval tamei should pashat yada ragul levein mashkin torah. But let's say someone who is tamei, he knows he is, and he sticks his hand or feet in between liquids that are tar, oh shazara kikar tamei levein mashkin torah, or he threw a loaf that's tamei among liquids that are tar, safik nagu mashkin safik lo naga, or let's say he's not sure if it touched liquid or not. All right, ilut tmei in the suffix. These are all tamei at a suffix. The chen kol v'yotz b'zeh, and of course, all other situations like this. Halacha ches. 1 second. Chavishim leah mashkin. So a barrel or jug that's filled up with liquid. To pasha tamei zed l'avira, and a person whose tamei sticks his hand in the airspace. Suffix naga mashkin. Suffix lo naga behen. A mashkin lo naga behen. He's not sure whether or not he touched the liquids. A mashkin tmei. So the liquids are tamei. V'chavish tara, but the container stays tara. Shein suffak amashkin matame, because since it's a question mark about a mashkin whether they're tamei, so now that doesn't mean that you can part tuma into the chavis. V'cheinim nichnesu mashkin shein tmei mi suffak l'avir chavis. So too, let's say mashkin that we know is tahar, assuming we know that's tamei at a suffak, goes into the airspace of the barrel or jug. Harei chavis tahara, so the jug is still tahar, but mashkin mishbilcha tahara, and the liquids are inside of tahara. Sheinan mistamen elamin the chavis, because they won't become tamei except from the chavis itself. Then this arbu mashkin ilu, let's say these liquids did become mixed. The suffix mashkin shibachavis. Are you called mashkin tamei in this situation where the mashkin get mixed up? Then the liquids are tamei, the suffix. However, bachavis torah, but the jug still stays tar. So too, if these liquids fall into an oven, are you pasta tana taran, the bread and the oven are tahar. Let's say a person pours tamei water over his house, or shizilfan, or he sprinkles it, vayushram taharos, and there is some object to the tahara. There are suffix nisu alan, suffix lam nisu. We're not sure if the liquid that he used, this tummy liquid, got on them or not. Sveiko tahara, we say in a situation the suffix produces a state where it retains the status of being tahara. Let's say someone sprinkled both tummy and tahara liquids or water into this house. He found this liquid on a loaf of truma bread. Let's say what he called, he should take it and figure it out, so to speak. It's tahor because, and again, a question of whether it's the mashkin or tamar or not, it's we say status is tahor. Let's say you put the loaf down until the water dried. That's again, as you said before, a question, a doubt of truma in the rishos yachid remains tamar. We don't have liquids here, either low. Shehi suffik tmei suffik tahara, because it is, and again, it's a question of whether it's tamei or tahar. Lachid av suffik idayim. When it comes to the question about someone's hands, being tamei bein li tamei bein the tamei cherem, whether it's for them to become tamei or to make others tamei bein the parasa ones in the pure tahor ketzad. So what does all this mean? How you yadav taharos ulafan shneki garim? Let's say his hands are tahor and in front of him are two loaves of bread. Tzmeim, they're tamei. Safeg naga, and he's not sure whether they were touched or not. Oh, or shahayu yadav tzmeos, right? His hand, both his hands are tamei. Ulafan shneki garim taharim. Safeg naga, safeg naga. There are two loaves of bread that are tahor in front of him. He's not sure if he touched them or not. Oh, of course, oh, shahayu yadav achas tahor v'achas tamei. Or one of his hands is tahor, one of his hands is tamei. Ulafan shneki garim taharim. And there's two pure loaves in front of him, and naga v'echa v'hen, and he touched one of them, v'safek v'tmeya, naga, safek v'tora. And he's not sure whether he touched the lot's tummy or not. Or shahayu yadav taharos, both his hands are tahor, l'fana shniki karim, and in front of him he has two loaves of bread, echa tahor v'echa tamei, one is tahor and one's tamei, v'naga v'echa men, he touches one of them, safek v'tamei, naga, safek v'tora, naga. And he's not sure they each touched the tummy or the tahor one. Or, oh, shahayu yadav achas tahor v'achas tmeya, one hand is tahor, one hand is tamei, l'fana of Kikar Tame of Kikar Tahor. In front of him is a Tahor and Tame loaf of bread, the Naga Vishnayan, and he touches both, Sapik Tmeya Batame Batar, Batar, or Tmeya Batar, Batar, Batame. He's not sure which hand touched which. Or Hayadayim Kamosha Hayu, Vakikar Kamosha Hayu. In all these situations, your hands retain their status as if they were, and the loaves of bread as if they were. Vechenema Yados Tmeos, let's say his hands are Tame, Vitzbilan, he put them in a mitzvah, or Notlam, or what do you call it, pick them up, wash them. Suffix shemayim taro behen ksherim leadaim suffix shem psulan, and it's a question whether the mind that he used was kosher, was good for his hands or not. Suffix yesh behen kasher suffix amen. He's not sure also if he had the right, the required amount or not. Suffix shayi darav chotei tzayada suffix shalohaya, or he wasn't sure whether he had a foreign object in his hand preventing the water from getting all over his hand. Or yadav tahoros, in all these situations his hands stay tahor. Finally, lafi beis ha'zi yadav achas meav eni yodei ezihi. Let's say one of his hands is tame. Excuse me, how you say right? One of his hands is tame, he doesn't know which one. Omrim lo, so we say to him, shall yaset taharos, he shouldn't be involved in anything tahor, achito shteyadam, until he immerses, does tila with both of his hands. V'nogav achas mem betaharos, kodem shito yadav. But let's say he touched something with one of these hands prior to washing them, basically. Taharos of taharos. That which is tahor remains tahor. That is Perek Yudal, and we will continue with Perek Tesvav next time.